This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Rushen and Noel. In about half an hour, we're going to be discussing some recent political developments with Professor James Chin, Professor of Asian Studies at the University of Tasmania. And in line with that, we are asking you on the BFM Twitter account, would you support an UMNO-DAP alliance? And of course, if you do vote on this poll, tell us why. It's pretty mixed at the moment. Rushen, give us a quick overview of the results.
So right now, 17% say yes, it's a good move. 26% say yes, temporarily. 21% say not now, and 36% say never. So that, as a standalone, is the leader. But if you put the yes votes together, that stands at about 43%. So let us know what you think over on Twitter, and do it now.
That's at BFM Radio. But in the meantime, let's talk about the Social Work Profession Bill, because last week we received news that this bill is in the final stage of drafting. Women, Family and Community Development Minister Datuk Sri Rina Harun said the bill was being drafted to recognize social work as a profession, and under the bill, those working in this profession would be required to register and be issued with a certificate by the Social Work Profession Council.
As what we know, as at December 2020, there are about 3,800 officers in various grades serving as social workers in the social welfare department. But as I also know, there are NGOs, right, where there are social workers. So maybe with this certificate, there is more professionalism that can be introduced. But of course, there could be a downside on, you know, things like backlog and all that. But we also know that, you know, social workers are active and they have been for some time. So what kind of change will this bill really bring to the social work landscape?
To find out, we're speaking this morning with Dr. Sohaimi Mohamed, President of the Malaysian Association of Social Workers. Dr. Sohaimi, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Now, MASW was heavily involved in the consultation and the drafting process of the Social Work Profession Bill. And we understand that the contents of the bill are still embargoed, but could you give us some insight into its purpose and the kind of consultations that have taken place?
Actually, it is a professionalization process of the social work profession in Malaysia. So, which will include the mechanism for registration, determining the qualification and regulating the practice and setting professional education standards similar to other professions regulated under this Parliament Act, like medical doctors, lawyers, engineers, architects, nurses or counsellors. Yeah. So the professionalization is to actually differentiate professional services and the voluntary services. So this is not to regulate volunteers, but this is only for the social workers who be qualified, who have been trained, who have degree in social work or master's degree and so on, in social work, include diplomas as well. On the consultation process, I can say that the drafting of the bill has started since 2010 with the consultation with stakeholders like the state government, social work practitioner and social welfare organizations. Yeah. So this is in 2018, actually the ministry appoint a special project team on the bill. With the series of consultations with all the state's government and relevant government agencies to fine tune the draft bill for the last 2 years. So we invite, we go to the each states and we invite also the NGOs and other government agencies to come together for the presentation and to be discussed about their bills.
Prior to this, what was the legal standing of social workers?
We never have any legislations regulating the social workers. Like for the MASW membership, it's a voluntary. Yeah. So the existing legislation like Child Act, Domestic Violence Act, all these kind of acts actually listed the duty and the responsibility of the social welfare officers, but not on their qualifications. So for the medical social workers, this is slightly different. The medical social workers in the government hospitals now being regulated under the Allied Health Profession Act. But for the general social workers in different, many other different settings, still waiting for unifying legislation. So that's why we need the profession bills to be legalized. Yeah?
Do we have enough social workers, and would the bill encourage more people to choose social work as a profession?
We believe that with the urbanization, modernization and globalization, people needs and also the social problem will increase and become more complicated, right, Lin? So this can be seen in the increased demand of social workers in other countries like United States, United Kingdom, Australia, Japan, China, and even our Asian neighbors like the Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Indonesia. Okay, for the Thailand, they passed their Social Workers Act in 2012, if I'm not mistaken. While Indonesia, 3 years ago, in 2018. So in Malaysia, we need more social workers who are qualified. That's the first thing. The challenge is to make this profession is a viable and sustainable occupation so that the social workers can earn a decent living in helping for the needy professionally.
So when it comes to really addressing the country's social welfare needs, is the government currently able to fill them on its own through the social welfare department, or does a bulk of the work also fall to NGOs like the Women's Aid Organization, the Naganita, etc.?
Okay. Actually, for the government, it's the main regulator and the enforcer in many regards. Therefore, the social welfare officers are gazetted for the protection officers for children and women, and also the probation officers for juvenile, as well as the inspectors to ensure the quality of care services in the country. However, the government cannot respond to all. Yeah, so the social workers in the NGO play a crucial role in providing the social work services, which include like psychosocial supports, the intervention services, shelter and protection, rehabilitation, reintegration in the community, the advocacy, empowerment, and so on. Yeah? So to the most vulnerable group that we have in our society. Yeah? So these social workers need to be supported by both the government and the profession. For me, it is a complementary system between the NGOs and also the government.
Now, what are some of the issues that you hope to see highlighted by the bill's tabling regarding social work in Malaysia?
Yeah, for me, that all Malaysians, especially our ministers, the MPs, to see that the professional role and function of social workers that are crucial in addressing these challenging social problems that we have. Yeah, so whether it's a local or cross-border issues, right? So that for me, the social work profession bills, once enacted, can enhance the professionalism of the social workers and also social welfare services in providing the quality services for the protection and the well-being and the quality of life for the people in the long run. So that's why we need that social worker profession bill.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Dr. Suhaimi. That was Dr. Suhaimi Mohammed, President of the Malaysian Association of Social Workers, which was quite involved in the consultation and drafting process of the social work profession bill, which the Women's Minister said it's in its final stages now.
Yeah, so I think certification can help increase the professionalism of the profession, provided that whatever new standards that are imposed do make sense. Another thing he mentioned that hopefully this could help improve the salaries of social workers. I know they don't actually earn a lot, but I think this really depends on the government pay scale. You know, the government has to adjust the pay scales for them. And also, many of these workers are actually hired by NGOs, and this is also then a function of how much sponsorship and funding NGOs actually receive to pay social workers.
Yeah, this is basically the recognition of it as a profession, right? Which is something that's not been, that hasn't been the case so far. So we hope to see this bill whenever Parliament gets convened, though, because that is, you can draft as many bills as you want. As long as Parliament's not in session, that's not going to go anywhere.
That is indeed the question. I think a lot of things are waiting for Parliament to once again convene. Whether or not that'll happen before we see the end of the emergency that we are currently in is also up in the air. So this is something that we will be keeping a close watch on. But right now we're about to head into some messages and then the 7:30 news bulletin. But then up next, water politics in the Mekong region with Mark Zaytoon, Professor of Water Security at the University of East Anglia, in conjunction with World Water Day today. So stay tuned. Tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.